Mining companies are usually commercially hard-nosed in looking for the most efficient and cost-effective ways to operate. It's perhaps for that reason that mining is one of the most enthusiastic sectors in adopting renewable energy technology in Australia. Daniel Mercer has the story.
Mining is an energy-intensive business. With this gold mine near Leinster, about 1,000 kilometres northeast of Perth, thousands of tonnes of rocks are moved every day. Up until recently, it was a task that was powered almost entirely by diesel. But now up to 85% of the mine's energy needs are being met by renewable sources, including the first wind farm at an Australian resources project.
It's been very seamless, actually. In optimal conditions, we've been as high as 80-90% when the wind's right and the solar is just exactly right. We're also looking at how we can take that renewable fraction right up to maybe 80-90% as well in the next 12 months or so.
Stuart Matthews is Executive Vice President of South African company Goldfields, which owns the Agnew Mine. The hybrid power project at the mine is made up of 5 wind turbines, a solar farm and a 13-megawatt battery, underpinned by a gas-fired generator. He says the system has allowed Agnew to not only cut its emissions, but its costs as well.
We're actually paying no more for power than we were under a previous arrangement. In fact, it's slightly reduced. And ultimately, we will own this outright, and it will have a major impact on cost reduction in our business.
Echoing the comments is James Harmon, the chief executive of engineering firm EDL, which built the Agnew microgrid.
It cut a wire to another supply. But it worked out that with the conditions around here, as you can see, it's very windy, very sunny. They're great conditions for renewables. And Goldfields took a punt and decided that they would back us to develop this microgrid to continue to supply them in the way that they need to be supplied, reliably and sustainably.
With voters, investors and increasingly workers expecting businesses to cut their carbon emissions, he says miners around the country are lining up to install renewable energy systems of their own.
The whole world is transitioning from fossil fuels and the remote energy space is no different. So across Western Australia, all the miners are looking to transition from traditional fossil fuels. We're talking to a lot of them. And they all come to us looking for energy solutions that maximise the renewable fraction.
For all the momentum behind renewable energy on mine sites, challenges remain. Resources projects like Agnew run around the clock, meaning they need uninterrupted power supplies. WA Energy Minister Bill Johnston says fossil fuels such as diesel and gas will be required to fill in the gaps left by renewable power for some time yet.
At the moment, there are limits to how much renewable you can integrate into the grids because there are certain conditions that are not favourable to renewable energy. But in the future, as the technology gets even more mature and we can have a dispatchable renewable alternative, then we can get to 100% renewable.
That's WA's Energy Minister Bill Johnston ending that report by Daniel Mercer.